The changing world of media continues to turn. Amazon and HBO have now announced a licensing agreement that will let Amazon Prime members watch HBO content. Tech writer for Business Insider, Jillian Donfro, joins us now with more of the details. Jillian, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Wow, Amazon has really upped their game when it comes to trying to compete with Netflix, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Not only did they release a bunch of new original shows this year, but there's a lot of great content that they're signing on with this new HBO deal.
Okay, let's just talk about this deal. And I know this is very similar to what Netflix does now with, let's say, Showtime, right? And some of the other channels, AMC and so forth. Is this a first time for HBO?
Yes, it is. This is it's an exclusive online-only subscription for HBO programming. So this is the first time that HBO has had their content given to other streaming services.
Okay, so if I'm an Amazon Prime member, what does this mean for me?
Basically means that you have a bunch of new shows that you can start watching and movies. Most of them are old. Well, they're all older shows. Nothing will be released earlier than 3 years after it's already been on HBO. But say you've never watched The Sopranos, or you've heard The Wire's really good, or Deadwood always sounded interesting to you, you can now watch all of those shows start to finish on Amazon.
And what is Amazon hoping for here?
Well, Amazon Instant Streaming is interesting because it's actually part of their Prime membership, which is a $99 fee per year where you not only get access to all these TV shows and movies, but also 2-day free shipping on lots of items on Amazon. So the end game for Amazon is actually a lot more than just the TV. They're hoping that by beefing up the amount of content that people can watch, they'll be converting more people to sign up for the Prime membership, which in turn converts to more dollars for Amazon, because there's a stat out there that Amazon Prime members spend almost double the amount on Amazon as non-members.
Which is interesting, because you think they just think people want to get the HBO, but really they want people to buy what they're selling on Amazon.
Exactly.
HBO will be on Fire TV as well, right?
Yeah, Fire TV as well. And HBO Go, which is the unlimited HBO catalog, will be available on Fire TV. And you'll still have to pay for that. You're not getting all of the HBO content for free, but previously you couldn't even get the HBO Go app on the Fire TV, which it'll be a huge draw for people who do want to watch Game of Thrones from their Fire TV.
Do you get the sense that we're getting really, in essence, two new networks here with Amazon and Netflix?
You know, that's interesting. I think that's definitely what they're going for. I think they're pretty much trying to wipe out cable providers and get people to cut those cords. So yeah, I think that would be fair to say.
When does this become available?
May 21st is when the first rollout is going to happen, and you'll be getting other shows rolling out gradually.
And just one more question, Jillian. I'm just curious. I guess HBO's not worried about losing HBO subscribers?
No, not really, because as I said, newer shows aren't going to be available until 3 years after they've
That is a long time out. Yeah.
Been aired. Yeah, right. So if you're a Game of Thrones fan, which is a huge draw for HBO, you're still going to pay for HBO.
All right. Well, I recommend The Wire for anyone who hasn't seen it. Perfect time to catch up and watch a great series. Jillian Donfro from Business Insider, thank you so much for joining us and talking about this new deal between Amazon and HBO.
Thanks so much. Have a great rest of your day.